Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's just gone 3:47, and I'm returning now to a story I mentioned earlier, and that is that the 2025 Maccabiah Games have been postponed until next summer because of war. They were scheduled to take place in Israel in July. They've been cancelled and postponed as a result of this war, and that is a statement that was recently issued by the Maccabi World Union. It said that in consultations between the heads of Maccabi World Union and the 2025 Maccabiah, together with the culture and sports minister and his staff, it was decided that due to Operation Rising Lion, the Israeli military campaign against Iran, the Maccabiah will now be held in the summer of 2026. To discuss this further, I'm joined by Cliff Garin, who is the CEO of Maccabi South Africa. Cliff, thanks so much for joining us here on The Home Run. When were you alerted about this decision, and are you surprised?
Hi, Paula. Yeah, we were getting indications over the last couple of days that the whole situation was under review, and I'm certainly not surprised. I think it was inevitable and the correct decision was made.
The statement that was issued says that the World Maccabi Union felt that it was unable to prepare safely and effectively for the Maccabiah, which was scheduled to be held from July the 8th to the 22nd. Having said that, though, we're still just under a month away from that, 3 weeks. Do you not think that they could potentially have waited a little bit later before coming to that decision?
No, I don't think it was practical. I think there were other issues beyond the safety and security, of course, is paramount. And I think that's going to be the predominant issue you need to look at. But I think with the state of emergency that is like a level 5 lockdown in Israel, the preparations came to a standstill in terms of, just the logistics for an event of size. And, of course, flights, the logistics around getting into Israel itself is virtually impossible. So I think they made the decision sooner rather than later, I think, to give certainty, because the uncertainty itself becomes problematic.
And, the last time we spoke, it was even the uncertainty in terms of what's happening with Gaza. We didn't even have the Israel-Iran. Was there a lot of concern around the safety situation even before Friday morning, and thoughts that perhaps the game should be postponed anyway?
There's always concerns, but I think, the Iranian situation, you probably know better than me, being a long-time Israel political journalist, it's a different dimension altogether, and the ballistic missile threat and what's actually happened on the ground in Israel, the Bat Yam and other incidents, it becomes intolerable, I think.
It seems silly to ask you about flight tickets because there are no flights, but have people already bought their tickets, and have hotels been booked, and isn't that going to be a logistical nightmare? I mean, will people get their money back?
Yeah, so there's two elements. We had certainly reserved our tickets, but we hadn't made the payment as yet. It wasn't due. So that's a relief. The in terms of hotel accommodation, that's part of the land arrangement fee that we pay to the Israeli, to Maccabi World Union. So that's obviated. And so people who have paid for that amount will be fully refunded. But there are some wasted costs, but they're more minor, if I could put it that way, in terms of kit that we've had committed to, playing kit and delegation kit. We'll have to just deal with that.
Cliff, what has been the reaction from those that were chosen in South Africa to participate in the games? What has been the feeling that this has been cancelled now?
I think the overwhelming emotion, to be candid, is relief. I think there was a lot of discomfort and insecurity around specifically when the Iranian war began a couple of days ago, and there is disappointment, sure. Mm. But a year isn't a long time, and we'll be bigger and better, and hopefully a new Middle East will be around us.
Yes, let's hope for that. As you mentioned, it's going to be now next year, and normally the games are every 4 years. The people that were chosen for to represent South Africa at this year's games, will they automatically represent us at next year's replacement games?
So in the junior categories, you know, there is age limitation. So the kids that are like under 16 now, they'll maybe probably shift up to under 18. So they will be eligible in the next age. The kids who are under 18s now will be 19 next year. They would be shifting to the open categories. And depending on the sport, there might well be an opportunity to participate. But, you know, when it comes to structuring our delegation and seeing what sports and what teams are viable, yeah, that awaits us.
Cliff, Asaf Gorin, who's the chairman of Maccabiah, said that together with the Ministry of Culture and Sports, they considered several alternatives before deciding to actually cancel the games. Were you privy to what those alternatives could have been? I mean, what other options were there?
Look, I don't know. I'm not privy. I don't serve on that particular level. You know, that's organizing committee, like they would have in any international games. So that kind of detail, I don't know. But I do know that they work very closely with the sports ministry in Israel. And I think the final decision to postpone it was collected. Government.
Cliff Garran, CEO of Maccabi South Africa. On the one hand, as you say, it's sad, and I guess there is disappointment. And then on the other hand, relief that a decision has been made. And of course, maybe next year it will be a different Middle East. I just want to share with you a small bit of information that the Olympics, the Maccabiah, were launched in 1932 and held every 4 years. They've not missed an edition since 1950. The only time that happened was following the second games in 1935, when there was a 15-year break until after the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948. So this is really the second time that a year has been missed. But it does seem like a good enough excuse with war with Iran. That's Cliff Garran. Thanks for joining us.
The best.